Allie, okay, do you know what defenestration is?
I have not a clue.
It is
I don't think I want it to happen to me, though.
Well, you don't, because it's a fancy way to say you threw someone out the window.
Wow. Or under the bus.
Yeah, out the window and then under a bus. That is how Portfolio Magazine's website described what happened this week to a guy named Stanley O'Neill, who stepped down slash was defenestrated by Merrill Lynch, where he had been CEO. It's been really big news in all the financial papers. But we kind of didn't know if it was something that we should care about, which made
cover
us
on
think
the show.
It's
Richard.
A perfect Make Me Care topic. And here to help us with that task is Terry Cullen, writes the Fiscally Fit column for the Wall Street Journal online. Hi, Terry.
Hey, good morning, Luke.
Thank you for trying to make us care. I think I've already made people care about the word defenestration, so we're halfway home. First, though, but back to Stanley O'Neill. Can you give us some background? Who was Stanley O'Neill, and how did he end up on the chopping block?
Sure. Stanley O'Neill is one of the most respected people on Wall Street, actually. He runs Merrill Lynch and is really credited with making Merrill a global financial powerhouse. So for him to lose his job as swiftly as he lost his job has really rattled Wall Street.
Somebody called him the Joe Torre of finance.
Yeah, exactly. And basically what happened is twofold. Merrill is just one of many financial services companies that right now that is just getting slammed by all of these mortgages going bad. So many lenders wrote risky mortgages over the last couple of years, and now as those adjustable rate mortgages start to fluctuate, homeowners are finding they can't afford their payments, the loans are all defaulting en masse, and billions and billions of dollars in losses are being reported. The board of directors at Merrill were expecting losses of only about $4.5 billion when the third quarter came out, it was closer to $8 billion.
All right, so all these Richie Riches in New York, you know, in terms of high-level Merrill people, had certain expectations they weren't met. This guy's tossed out. The question still remains, should we care? And to answer that question, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, the official Make Me Care clock. Oh, it's so cool. It actually has gold lettering on it. It's beautiful. all right, Terry, you have 60 seconds. When you hear the ticking clock, you know you have just 10 seconds left. Make us care about Stanley O'Neill leaving Merrill Lynch. Go.
Okay, well, I think really what this means is, you know, for something of this magnitude to happen at a bank that's one of the biggest financial services companies in the country, you really have to say to yourself, if it's happening there, it's going to be happening everywhere. So take a look. If you're an investor, look at your portfolio, check out your mutual funds, and just make sure that you're not too overly invested in the financial services companies. You know, anything more than 5% is probably too much. And there's great x-ray tools at Morningstar.com that will do the work for you. So it's very easy to do. Another thing that you should really consider when it comes to this mortgage mess, it's really something that makes you sit back and think, you know, all of these people are losing their mortgages. These defaults are going on. If I'm in the market for a mortgage right now, I really should take the time with my lender, with my broker, and ask about these loans. If you're looking or considering anything other than a fixed-rate loan, ask about the terms. Make sure you know what's going to happen in a worst-case scenario so that you're not one of those people who are contributing to all of these loans going bad.
Well, let's see, Terry Cullen. I think you made me care about mortgages and about making sure my portfolio is safe. Stanley O'Neill, not so much.
I know, and he's leaving with how much is he leaving?
Yeah.
$161 million in his pockets as he leaves, even though the company lost a tremendous amount of money?
It's very hard to care for any of these people who are making more money than you could possibly ever make in your lifetime. But I think, again, what's important is to look at the bigger picture. This guy's losing his job because a lot of consumers got duped into taking out loans that they really couldn't afford. You know, and it's all coming back to bite the lending industry, as it should. But, you know, for Stanley, I don't think I would care very much about, you know, worry about his financial future. I think it's pretty much
– Yeah, I think Stan's going to be A-OK. Just a quick question, Terry. When do you see this kind of subprime crisis and the whole making it very hard to get a loan situation, when do you see that getting better?
I tell you what, it's not going to get better anytime soon. From the numbers I've been seeing, the bulk of the loans that are about to reset, you know, when it comes to adjustable rate mortgages, you have a fixed rate up front, and then it starts to fluctuate. Sometimes you see payments go up more than $1,000, maybe even $2,000 a month more than you're originally paying. The bulk of these loans aren't due to reset until spring of 2008. So you can imagine there are a lot of people out there who don't even realize that they're not going to be able to afford their loans. A lot of economists are saying that we're not going to see things start to get better until late in 2009. So, you know, it's going to be a while.
Okay. Well, good news, as always, from Terry Cullen, who writes the Fiscally Fit column for the Washington.
I'm here to scare you for Halloween.
Yeah, thank you. Very scary. The Wall Street Journal, as most people call it, online. Thank you for making us care.
Okay, Jin.
That's all right. Just call me Jin.
Luke and Allison, have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.